The signing followed four rounds of the summit talks between the two leaders in the Chinese capital. The statement says, Japan and China agree to terminate the state of war between the two countries, and that the normalization of bilateral relations will open a new page in the annals of relations between the two countries. The statement says that Japan recognizes the People's Republic of China as the sole legal government representing China. The Japan-China statement also says that Japan expressed full understanding of the Chinese position, that Taiwan is an inalienable part of the territory of the People's Republic of China. The statement says that the Japanese side is keenly aware of Japan's responsibility for causing enormous damage in the past to the Chinese people through war, and deeply reproaches itself. The statement says that China renounces its demand for war indemnities from Japan in the interest of the friendship between the two countries. The statement also says neither of the two countries should seek hegemony in the Asian and Pacific areas, and normalization of Japan-China relations is not directed against third countries. It also says that Japan and China agree to hold talks to conclude a treaty of peace and friendship to consolidate and develop friendly relations between the two countries. The two countries also agree to hold negotiations to conclude agreements on trade, navigation, aviation, fishery, and other facts. The Japanese Foreign Minister Ohira has announced that the Japan-Taiwan Peace Treaty has now been terminated. Mr. Ohira made the announcement at a news conference held immediately after the joint statement on Japan-China normalization was signed in Beijing. The foreign minister expressed the view of the Japanese government that as a result of the Japan-China normalization, the Japan-Taiwan Treaty has lost its reason to exist. Asked when Japan and China would exchange ambassadors, Mr. Ohira said, the Japanese government will take necessary steps as soon as possible. The foreign minister added that the Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai's visit to Japan is a matter to be discussed in the future between the two countries. The Japanese Prime Minister Tanaka has arrived in Shanghai aboard a special Chinese aircraft from Beijing. A new China news agency reports that the plane landed at Shanghai Airport at 03:40 p.m. local time today. Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai accompanied Mr. Tanaka on his two-hour flight. According to the new China news agency, they were greeted at the airport by the chairman of the Shanghai Municipal Revolutionary Committee, Mr. Chen Qiuqiao, and other local Chinese officials, as well as more than 3,000 people. Prime Minister Tanaka is scheduled to stay overnight in Shanghai before returning home, winding up a six-day official visit to China. The news is coming to you from Radio Japan in Tokyo. Nationalist Chinese officials described Japan's normalization of relations with China as a stab in the back for Taiwan, and said Tokyo must bear the responsibility for any unfortunate consequences which may arise. A foreign news agency report from Taipei says that though psychologically prepared, nationalist officials were nevertheless dismayed by this development. It says Taiwan had been hoping up to the very end for at least a delay in the establishment of diplomatic ties between Tokyo and Beijing. About 2 hours before the signing of the joint statement in Beijing, the Japanese Foreign Office told Taiwan that following the establishment of Sino-Japanese diplomatic relations, Japan will be unable to continue its diplomatic relations with Taiwan. Japanese Vice Foreign Minister Hogan invited Nationalist Chinese Ambassador Ken Min-chi to the Foreign Office to give the information. The Vice Foreign Minister said that Japan wishes to maintain its economic relations and exchanges of personnel with Taiwan, despite the discontinuation of its diplomatic relations. In a related move, the Japanese government has instructed its embassy in Taipei to discontinue activities. At present, there are 3,800 Japanese people living in Taiwan, besides a large number of tourists. Therefore, The government will not order the ambassador in Tokyo, Mr. Uyama, to return home immediately. The embassy is expected to continue conducting limited consular affairs. The Japanese government has placed it. If we put the historic Japan-China joint statement into practice sincerely. Making a pledge in Tokyo, Vice Prime Minister Miki said, the abnormal relations between Japan and China have been one of the stumbling blocks that hampered the stability of the Asian and Pacific region. He said, the normalized Japan-China relations are significant in world history, and that it will contribute not only to better Japan-China relations, but also to the stability of Asia and the peace of the world. All opposition political parties of Japan are unanimous in welcoming the Japan-China normalization. They consider the normalized Japan-China relations will contribute to the easing of tensions in Asia and the world peace. However, the major opposition socialist party says, at the same time, that Japan should now abrogate the security treaty with the United States and stop the military buildup to promote permanent friendly relations with China and peace in Asia. The Gourmet Party also called for an early abrogation of the Japan-U.S. Security Treaty. The Democratic Socialist Party says it is Japan's next task to cooperate in the self-reliance efforts and the prosperity of developing countries in Asia. The Communist Party, which is still as for Peking, urged China to refrain from interfering in the revolutionary and the democratic movements in Japan. Meanwhile, Japanese business circles now think it necessary for Japan to make steady efforts to achieve fruitful Japan-China economic exchanges. The Federation of Economic Organizations, or Keidanren, and the Japan Chamber of Commerce and Industry want to set up Japan-China Joint Economic Committee promptly to determine what China expects from Japan. A pair of giant pandas will be presented by China to Japan. This was disclosed at the news conference held after the signing of the Japan-China Joint Statement. The giant pandas, which lives only in the mountain area in western China, is one of the rare animals of the world. At present, there are only three places outside China where the pandas are being kept. And that's the end of the news. Your reporter has been Hitoshi Fukuda.
We now bring you a commentary. Japan and the People's Republic of China have terminated the technical state of the war between the two countries and established diplomatic relations. This put an end to Japan's 20-year-old diplomatic ties with Taiwan. The historic landmark in Japan-China relations was established on Friday when Japanese Prime Minister Kakuei Tanaka and Chinese Premier Chou Enlai signed a joint communique in Peking. The signing climaxed the patient yet friendly negotiations between the two countries during Mr. Tanaka's five-day visit to Peking. The joint communique consists of the preamble and a nine-point main text. In the preamble, Japan realizes and reflects upon the grave damage done to the Chinese people during the war. Japan also reaffirms its stand to normalize Sino-Japanese relations, now fully understanding China's three principles for the restoration of diplomatic ties. According to the communique, Japan recognizes the Peking government as the sole legal government of China. Japan understands and respects the Chinese stand that Taiwan is an inalienable part of China's territory. China renounces its demand for war reparations from Japan. At a news conference after the signing of the communique, Japanese Foreign Minister Okira made important statements inseparable from the joint statement. Mr. Okira said, the Japanese government holds the view that upon the normalization of Sino-Japanese relations, the Japan-Taiwan peace treaty has lost its meaning of existence. Through the negotiations for normalization, the most difficult and delicate problems to solve concerned the expression of the legal termination of the state of war and the treatment of the Japan-Taiwan treaty. In its three principles for diplomatic restoration, China demanded that Japan declare that the 1952 Japan-Taiwan peace treaty is null and void. But should Japan accept the demand outright, it will mean the denial of Japan's 20-year-old stand on the pact. And during the past 20 years, Japan held the view that the Japan-Taiwan peace treaty terminated the state of war between Japan and China. In a joint communique issued on Friday, Japan did not declare the abrogation of the Japan-Taiwan treaty. Instead, Foreign Minister Ohira, in his statement after the signing of the communique, virtually recognized the China stand on the pact. Putting together the foreign minister's statement and the joint communique, it is understood that Japan has virtually accepted China's three principles, which all concern relations with Taiwan. Now, agreement has been reached on basic principles, the normalization of diplomatic relations. Both sides recognize that small differences must be settled in the future. The two governments will start negotiations to conclude a treaty of peace and friendship and other agreements. Japan will have to settle various problems arising from the severance of relations with Taiwan. At any rate, it's hoped that Japan and China will exert their utmost efforts to make their rapprochement a big factor for relaxing tensions in Asia, and thus open a new era in this part of the world, and will also eventually become a major springboard for a truly peaceful world. This concludes the first part of our commentary. This is Radio Japan.